And welcome back to Walt Plank Field here at halftime. DeSales lead St. Charles 28-0. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Greg Sovaldi, and Scott Rex. Time to look at some of the numbers from the first 24 minutes. Total offense, DeSales 309 yards, St. Charles 35, all on the ground for St. Charles. DeSales 210 rushing, 99 passing, 12 first downs to 3 in favor of the Stallions. Ironically, 7 penalties, all against DeSales for 65 yards in the first half. No turnovers, third down conversions 2 of 4 for DeSales. 1 of 7 for St. Charles. Individual stats for St. Charles. Bryant has 7 carries for 29 yards. On the other side, Asamoah, 9 carries, 94 yards, 2 touchdowns. Silvestri, 4 of 6 passing for 99 yards and a touchdown. And 3 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown. Velasquez, 8 carries, 45 yards. Also has 1 catch for 40 yards and a touchdown. So those are the numbers in the first half. About 15 seconds away from the kickoff. Larry, your thoughts after the first 24 minutes?
Well, obviously the power and the strength of DeSales has taken over this game. And that's just the reality. We kind of knew that might happen. St. Charles has to fight like crazy to keep this score to where it is. And DeSales has to clean up those silly little penalties and those silly little things that they're doing on offense and defense that are costing them yards. Because down the road, they've got much bigger games to play.
In fact, you look at the schedule for the Stallions. They've got coming up next, Edgewood, then Bishop Hartley. We'll have that one here. Winton Woods and Bishop Watterson. And we'll also have that contest. Lincoln Anderson with a kickoff, and he kicks it out of bounds. Probably the last thing they needed, although it will cut back on any kind of return by the Stallions. So we'll mark it at the 35-yard line as we start the second half. For St. Charles coming up after this game, they take on Madison Comprehensive, Bishop Watterson, LaSalle, and Bishop Hartley to round out the season. And Charles comes in 0-5 on the campaign. DeSales with a mark of 3-2 coming off consecutive losses to Chittard out of Indianapolis. 42-7 and Covcath 35-7. Before that, they pounded Royal Imperial Collegiate out of Ontario. 50-0, beat Lancaster 34-14 and dumped Cardinal Mooney to the tune of 28-7. First and 10 Stallions from their own 35-yard line. Toss, sweep, it goes to Asamoah around the left side, and Brian gets up to around the 39-yard line, picks up about 4 on that first down play.
One of the things that impressed me the most about the Stallions was their 4 of 6 passing for 99 yards. If you stop and think, and they just throw the ball 12 times a game, it keeps people out of the box. It allows Brian Asamoah to do what he does, and it lets Cole Silvestri do what he does. So they need to throw it, even though they like to ground pound it, but they need to throw it a few times.
And I almost look at Mr. Silvestri as the X factor with his running ability and his arm.
He's dynamic.
We knew he could throw it, but the run to get to the corner 3 times, he beat everybody, including his blockers, and he didn't need them.
Unbalanced line to the right. And counter back.
Asamoah to the left side, across the 45, up to the 47, and rolls forward to around the 48-yard line. He'll have the first down with 11:14 left to go. And again, remember, the Stallions score again. We'll have the continuous clock because the margin would be greater than 30.
So that was a counterplay back to the weak side, but they pulled the guards from the strong side over. So they ended up with more people over than St. Charles could defend.
Do you like the concept of the continuous clock in the second half if the margin is greater than 30? 30
yeah,
or greater, I should say.
Yeah, I'm beginning to like it more and more. I see fewer and fewer chances for any kind of comeback at 30 points.
First and 10 from the 48-yard line. Toss this time. It goes to Asamoah, and Brian cuts it. Nice move inside the 45. Nice little juke move. Got him inside for another. Or Rivera knocked him down.
Yeah, Roland Rowe came up from his cornerback spot, or safety spot, cornerback spot, and he had Brian Asamoah dead to rights, and Asamoah stuck his right foot in the ground and just made him miss. Just simply made him miss.
I like the 30-point concept as well, too. I had a 30-pointer in one quarter last night, although Eastmore made it interesting in the third quarter. The other thing I would like to see, though, change in high school football is I want a contrasting color for the numerals on the back and front of the jerseys. It is ridiculous to have black on black or white on white or green on green.
Yep.
Left side, Velasquez takes the ball inside the 40 down to the 37 or 36-yard line. We had a producer last night on a 48-inch screen looking 2 inches away, couldn't tell who had the football. Now, I understand you try to go for a little deception and everything like that, but it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous now with this. I mean, just a little drop shadow, yep, and then the same color as the jersey is totally inappropriate.
Even with St. Charles jersey, they have red jerseys with black numerals. The only way I can see their numbers is on the
sleeves.
Shoulder.
Yeah.
They have a white patch with a black number on it, so that at least gives us a chance, but it's hard to see the jersey numeral.
All right. We're off the podium now. First and 10 from the 37-yard line. Silvestri rolling right.
Drags right, wide open.
Has time to wait till the last minute and throws. He didn't see number 17 across the middle who was working with him, Bobby Zdarsky. Zdarsky was kind of drifting underneath, and instead he went to Velasquez, and the pass ball's incomplete.
I'm going to tell you, in 100 years of coaching football, running this waggle play a billion times, the tight end is open every time. And I would have to almost club my quarterbacks with a football behind them and throw it at them and say, listen, numbskull, the guy's wide open. They can't
100 years.
100 years.
Are you Mel Brooks? World oldest man?
I coached Mel Brooks.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's how old you are?
Yes. This is History of the World Part 3.
And he wore a blazing saddle. Second down and 10 from the 37-yard line. Handoff right up the gut. Velasquez got to the 35-yard line, and there he's pushed back after a gain of a couple on the play. Good job by the interior of that St. Charles defense, the likes of Sattler and Brennan, helping to make the play, and now it's third down and 8 from the 35-yard line. 9-16, 9-15, 9-14 left to go in the third, 28-0. DeSales lead St. Charles. They look to the sidelines, get the signals. Offensive coordinator is Brian Cromwell. He's done it for 10 of the last 11 years for the Stallions. And with 9 minutes left to go, the Stallions come to the line with Stewart, the up-back offset. Behind him is Velasquez. It's Velasquez, a big hole, 30, 25, 20, 15. Joy to the 10 and brought down from behind inside the 10 by Bryant at around the 6-yard line.
Results in the first down for DeSales.
They've got a pretty good 1-2 punch here with Velasquez as the second running back and Asamoah as the first one, because Asamoah can wear you out. He can just pound on you, and then this one takes it to
Johnson house. Lost something, a little piece of towel or something, and his helmet also came off for a second. Nobody caught it. He just put his helmet back on and tossed a piece of towel to the referee instead. Gain of 30.
You tell him he's not supposed to be.
I'm not going to say anything.
I'm not saying a word.
He's bigger than my block.
Absolutely.
First and goal from just past the 5. 8:31 left to go. Rolling left. Silvestri looking, trying to lead the receiver. And the pass incomplete, intended for Carter Hillary. Hillary was kind of just out of control. Didn't have his complete balance, falling forward, it seemed like, from the start of that play, as Silvestri tried to lead him and wait for him to get underneath the linebackers when the pass falls incomplete.
That needed to be a teardrop kind of pass, just a little hump back right over the top, and he put it too much on the line, and it ricocheted off of Hillary's hands.
Second and goal from the 5-yard line, 8:25 left to go.
If they run the counter play, he'll walk in. I'm making a prediction.
All right, we'll see if Joey gets it. Velasquez is the deep back. Stewart, the fullback, offset to the left. Silvestri under center. And nothing that time for Joey. He went off the right-hand side, and they blitz him right there and nailed him. Pushed him all the way back to the 8-yard line. Rivera leads the charge. Now what there?
Loss of one on the play, makes it third and 6.
When in doubt, try it again.
I thought you were going to say when in doubt, roll out.
Well, they can do that too. Silvestri can run this thing in if he wants to. I mean, it's you have to pack the box. You don't have a choice.
Zdarsky comes in and checking out his Karras, the tight end. 7:51 ticking.
Here we go.
Two to the top, one to the bottom. Max from the offset eye. Rolling left is Silvestri. Rolling, tucking, and he's not going to do it. He gets inside the 5 and around the 4-yard line. And that is it. It's going to set up a fourth down scenario for the Stallions with 7:35 left to go here in the third quarter.
St. Charles is committing 8 people into the box, and they're just flooding every conceivable inch of the line.
Well, you could take the 3 here and
sure,
have a 30-point
sure,
lead.
And that's what they're going to do. That's a smart move. Shorten this game, get your guys off the field, and move on to next week.
Hector Gomez has the tee out on the field. It's going to be, in essence, just about an extra point, and they need that extra man.
This is the second time they haven't had 11 on the field. And like I said, these are little things that just drive you crazy when you're coaching.
They needed a right guard up front. And there's a whistle before we start the play. With 7:01 left to go. Delay a game. They took too long.
Delay a game is a call against
the I'm telling you, the left wing back, there's too big a gap there, and they're coming right inside off the tight end's tail, and that just can't happen. Because you'll put your slow guy on the outside and your fast guy on the inside, and he'll have a shorter angle to get to the ball.
So mark it back 5, and the ball at the 15 makes it a 25-yard field goal attempt. 7:01 left to go. Cerrone the holder. Gomez to attempt. Actually, they're going to move back almost to the 26. There's the snap. The kick it is up. And it is good. So the margin now is more than 30. 31-0 to tally. 6:57 left to go in the third. We'll take a break and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
Reedy has increased their lead to 21-0 over Amanda Clear Creek with an Austin Aiello to Thomas Stiltner touchdown pass. And Pick Central has scored again to start the second half. They lead Gahanna 38-8 now.
Wow.
And there's your 30-point margin there.
Yep, yep. And well, listen, I'm telling you, Gahanna's an enigma. They always have great games, and then there'll just be one stinker in there somewhere, and I don't quite figure that out.
I call them a coin toss team. I've never been able to figure them out. Heads or tails, what are you going to get with the Lions?
And they are talented. They have talent, and they've got skill, and they've got all the things they need, and they just, for whatever, something's in the water this week.
So the field goal is some 26 yards to make it 31-0 Stallions. Again, the continuous clock will be in effect, and Gomez to boot it from the 40. It is high, it is deep, and that is going to bounce into the end zone. Hits at the 3 and gets by Rivera. And we'll bring it out to the 20-yard line, a touchback now. That drive, by the way, 11 plays, 56 yards, took 5:03 off the clock, and the Sales get 3 out of it. And it's 31-0, and like sands through the hourglass right now, watching that clock evaporate here in the third quarter. 6:34, 6:33. 6:32.
Are we going to do this the rest of the night? I'll take over at 6:30, 6:29, 6:30. Take a breath.
Now back to Ryan. No, just kidding. He can do it for the next 3 seconds. It just is kind of mesmerizing after a while when you're not used to seeing the clock move like that, to see it just drain rapidly. First and 10 for the Cards. They split the backs now. They start from the eye and split them from the 20-yard line. Griffith going to keep the ball and get drilled. Brought down and knocked down by Will Manick as he lost a few yards on the play around the left-hand side.
Well, the running clock begs the question. I wonder what would happen if you had 20-minute quarters running clock. I mean, well, I wonder how close it would be to the same amount of time, but you wouldn't have to worry about clock stoppages.
No, that's why you taught history, not algebra, okay?
It's not algebra. It's basically clock.
Very Canadian football to me here.
I don't have to find or solve X. I don't have to solve for X.
Put the ball at the 55.
I never understood that X stuff.
I love it. Love algebra. Love Canadian football. Second and 12 from the 18. Loss of 2 on the play.
Oof.
And that was just a scrum right at the 18-yard line.
There's no place to go.
Bryant was on the bottom of the pile. And he tried to get up to the 20-yard line. His forward progress is going to give him about 2 feet. So it's still going to be just past the 18-yard line. We'll call it third down, and 11 from the 19 with 5:14 left to go in the third. 31-0, DeSales on top, looking to go 4-2 on the season.
They look a little more focused this half than they did the first half. I can't quite put my finger on it, but this looks like they're not quite as sloppy as they were in the first half.
5 minutes left to go in quarter number three. One man in motion top to bottom now. Griffith under center.
Oh!
He's going to keep it himself, try to turn the corner, and waiting for him and drilling him back there is Cerrone. Cerrone said, I'm going to play the quarterback, and Anthony had him for a loss back inside the 15.
I was watching in the trenches, and my dude, Rodas Johnson, knocked the taste out of the running back's mouth. I mean, he hit him so hard. The good news is he didn't have the football.
Rodas getting D1 looks now from Notre Dame, Penn State, Wisconsin. Only a junior, 6'4", 285. Anderson to punt, standing back inside his own 5-yard line. A high, high snap that kind of lofted back there. Gets off a good punt. And for a catch taken by Cerrone inside the 50 at the 49-yard line of the Cards. And they'll have good field position for their drive for the Stallions with 4:17 left to go. 34 yards on the punt. You know, the one thing I want to mention, too, folks, is we try to remember every week, too, these are 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids that are just playing a game that we played very nice some 8,000 years ago, and that tomorrow they'll play video games and go to Cedar Point. So this is just one facet of their life, and that's why we have interviews like we do at halftime, the highlighters, so you can hear from the administrators, principals, teachers, and other coaches as to what's going on in the lives of these student-athletes each and every day. And we're very thankful for their leadership. That's why we feature them at halftime. And try to put in perspective what this game is all about. It's about the kids. First and 10 from the 50. Under 4 minutes left to go. Backs offset. Asamoah, the deep man. Now he gets it around the right-hand side. He's got room. 50, 45 on the counter down to the 40. And nearly hurdled and knocked that bounce to the 39-yard line. You know, he went in the air there. And technically, I think he could flag him for a hurdle.
Don't do it. He didn't make it. That's why they couldn't flag him. He didn't make it. He got about halfway.
It's the attempt that counts, whether you make it or not.
Yeah.
Not allowed to hurdle in high school football. And boy, last night I had the fashion footwear police out and the garb police out. We had shirts that were not tucked in, and people sent the sidelines. We had knee pads that were too high. We had a midriff situation with one of the players, too.
I have a midriff situation.
Well, you do. It has nothing to do about clothing. I mean, it was like Mr. Blackwell was at our game.
All my shirts have a bump in front. I have been trying to find a place where I can get shirts without a bump in front.
Yeah, it's all about the shirt, isn't it?
Hey, you got those untucked shirts? I'm trying to get one of those without a bump in front.
Alaskan was on the carry that time. Marked the ball for a short gain on the play. Actually, that time we're going to get to number 34 for the Stallions. Jalen Ball, 5'10", 185, and a sophomore. He's going to get the ball for a short gain on the play. So mark it down around the 38-yard line. We'll call it second down and eight from there. Ball is the deep back. Stewart the up man. Offset Stewart to the right. Ball to the left. Sylvester going to toss it the ball. Has the handoff. He's got speed, 25-20. Oh, boy, I tell you what, Jason Alonzo Booth there. He's got a good size frame for a sophomore at 5'10 and 185, and he can move in the open field.
He had an extra gear there because there were a couple defenders that had angles on him, and he was bye-bye.
18 yards on the gain. That's like the Indians' bullpen almost.
That's pretty much all they need is one more guy with some speed. I'm just saying.
So first and 10, the ball resting right at the 20-yard line. And the bad news is the placards fall down, and they're not placing him back up again, so it's kind of hit and miss as to what yard line you're on. And that time, they give it the ball off the right-hand side, and he got nothing. He was stood up right at the 21-yard line. Rivera was there, and a host of other cards helping to make the hit on the play. Also there on the play was number 6, Max Congro, coming up from his linebacking slot. 1:40 left to go in the third quarter. At this pace, Dave Papura may get a chance to sing a couple songs there in that postgame show.
One can hope not. I'm just saying for Dave's sake.
Dave is a multi-talented guy. With Ryan and Dave together, they're like the Captain and Tennille of high school football. Second down, and they're going to mark it back to the 20-yard line.
We'll call Blues 10. Brothers, maybe.
Okay. 1:20 left to go. Ball's got it. Took it inside and got to the 18-yard line. And that time the St. Charles Cards were trying to strip the football as he hit the gap. The first guy to hit him knocked him down, but he also went for the football, too. And that's number 54, Aiden Brennan, the middle linebacker.
Now, DeSales just put in another offensive lineman, Dylan McKinney, 6'2", 280. And he's just a junior.
McKinney is a guy that sees a lot of time in the line with Rudy Mariquin. Mm-hmm. They can play on the right side at tackle. Sometimes they'll flop to the left, and Krombach will go to the other side as well, too. Under a minute left to go. 45 seconds left to go in the third. Third down, and let's call it six from the 16-yard line. Silvestri back to throw, looking, gunning in the end zone, and the ball is incomplete for Velasquez. The far corner of the end zone knocks down the pylon. Cannot come up with a football. And let's see what they opt to do now here. The clock continues to run. You want to wait to the fourth quarter and attempt a field goal then?
Absolutely.
You don't
give yourself
have
the time
play
to think about it. It's fourth and seven. They don't need another field goal. They might just go for it here.
And down to 10 seconds left to go, and they're not going to run another play, so we'll leave early. After 3, 31-0 to Sales leads. CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
This time it's Elijah Carter for Hartley. He runs one in, and the Hawks have a 24-0 lead over Waterston.
And now here, Ryan, we're looking at a field goal attempt of some 34 yards for Gomez. Going right to left, and the kick is blocked right up the middle of the game, and St. Charles scoops up the football, coming down the sidelines, across the 40, across the 45-yard line, and scooped up and returned on the play by Jaden Hill. Nobody knew the kick was blocked initially.
I've been saying it all night. They're going to have to shore up their kick protection. It's going to get blocked, and while it might not be important in a 31-0 game, there will be games down the road where that will be critical.
Stats after three quarters, total offense, DeSales 403 yards, St. Charles 31, all on the ground for the Cards. Rushing for DeSales 304, passing 99, so no passing yards for St. Charles. Or check that for DeSales in the third quarter. 17 first downs to 3 in favor of the Stallions. First and 10 Cards now mark the ball at the 47-yard line, kicking in the fourth quarter, 11:35 left to go. 31-0. Rivera in motion to the top.
Oh.
And there was a train wreck in the offensive backfield. The slot man, the running back, and the quarterback all collided at the 47-yard line.
The fullback literally ran over the quarterback. That's not a good thing if you're the quarterback. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't think by design that's the way it was supposed to happen.
So a loss of one to the other side of the 47-yard line. And checking into the contest now for St. Charles is Clayton Anderson is a wideout. Second down, call it 11. And 11 minutes left exactly in this contest. Backs from an offset eye. And Griffith will keep. I'm not sure by design. It looked like he tried to put it in the belly of the running back, and he didn't want it. And he will get tagged back at the 42-yard line. You know, sometimes you put it in and pull it out with the football into the breadbasket of the running back, but that time it looked like there was some confusion, and Griffith then opted to keep the ball, tried to turn around the left side, and he was the only guy on the left side wearing a Cardinal jersey.
Well, when he tried to hand that ball off, he got spun 360. He actually did a reverse pivot after the fake. So something wasn't right there.
So back to the 44-yard line it goes. Third down about 14 now, 10:17 left to go.
Their best chance here is to get Jaden Hill down on a streak route or something, a go route, and just throw it up and hope for the best.
He's picked up by Mason Washington one-on-one, who's also, by the way, the backup quarterback for the Stallions. Nearly had motion up front. They'll hand it off, get it across the 45, up to the 46-yard line, and that'll set up a punting situation. Short gain on the play. And now Clayton Anderson will boot the ball away with 9:52 left to go and ticking here in the fourth. Well, it's obvious that St. Charles was trying to shorten this game, you know, Larry. They wanted to be in a scenario where they could run the ball, and if they could run the ball, they felt they could shorten the game and make things happen on the ground. The bad news is they were not able to run the ball, and they've been able to shorten the game. What's been the fact that they've been outscored by 30 points.
Uh-oh.
And Anderson this time is going to keep it, and nobody stays with him. Inside the 45, 40, and Clayton goes down at the 38-yard line and has enough for the Cardinals first down. You know, we saw that earlier where he had a chance to roll it, and then on the rugby punt, got rid of it. But now he will take it all the way down after a gain of 17 to the 37-yard line, first and 10 Cards.
Well, one of the things DeSales has struggled with all night is the short punts have nearly hit all their guys. So what they could do is just rush and stay there and play defense, because they're not going to get a return anyhow. The punt's not going to be long enough to be able to return it, and just play at the line of scrimmage.
So the fever for the cowbell strikes again here at Walt Plank Field.
Half cowbell will travel.
From the 37, Griffith under center. They'll keep it on the ground and get it inside the 35 to maybe the 34-yard line. They'll pick up a couple right up the gut. It'll be second down now.
You can see the St. Charles punter trying to make a mental decision. Do I really want to do this? Do I really want to do this? Sure, why not?
Taylor Bryant. Yeah, it was kind of like one step. I'm going.
And everybody, he saw everybody's back. Why not run it?
That may have been their biggest play of the night.
Absolutely was.
Second down and 8 from the 35-yard line now. On the ground again to Bryant inside the 34-yard line. Picks up one. DeSales says they have the football at the bottom of the stack. We'll wait for the officials to confer. And they get together and they say no. St. Charles keeps the football. Anderson out. Checking in is Jaden Hill as a wideout. Third down and six, 7:50 left to go until the end of this game.
Well, you'd like to think if you're a running team, you can get 6 yards and two running plays, but that hasn't been the case tonight. They either get five or they get zero or one.
Griffith this time from the gun with trips to the bottom, two in the slot, in fact. Griffith's going to take it right up the middle and try to get close to the sticks, and he's going to be shy of the first down right up the middle by about a yard, yard and a half. So it'll be fourth down, 7:25 left to go, trailing DeSales 31 to nothing. I say go for it. I'm that kind of gambler.
It's not your money.
That's okay.
That's your kind of gambling.
That's right.
DeSales 30-yard line.
So fourth and just less than two inside the 30 at the 29. Anderson's going to check in with a play now for Griffith. He trots out of the field. Cards will try to get this off in time. Checking out that back judge. And Joshua Shepherd to see when he raises that arm. And the hand is up. 4, 3, 2, 1. Do they snap in time? They don't get it off. Do they take a timeout? They do. They burn the timeout because they were not going to get it off in time. So they'll take a timeout. We'll take a break. 6:51 left to go. And DeSales leads 31-0 here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Austin Aiello has thrown his second touchdown pass of the game to Ryan Wood this time, and Reedy has a 28-0 lead over Amanda.
Ryan Wood.
And he did.
There you go. Grandma Krigo's happy again.
Fourth down and less than two. The ball inside the 30 for St. Charles. Down 31-0. 6:51 left to go. As they took the timeout just before, the time would have evaporated and they would have gotten a delay of game. So the back judge had that hand up as we were counting it down. We're getting good at that, you know?
I have to tell you, I feel bad about being a homer, but I love the Reedy Silver Knights. I've spent 14 years there, so I can't get them out of my blood.
You can root for a CCLT. And contact in the backfield. DeSales coming with a blitz that time. There was no opening whatsoever. Griffith got hit as soon as he handed off the football. And they plug it up right at the 30-yard line, and the Stallions will get it back.
I'm not sure he ever got to hand the ball off. It was by accident that somebody else got it. It just was a car wreck.
A reminder coming up in mere moments. It'll be the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands play of the game, and we will give it to the guy that made the good play or is the good player of the game with his hands. Larry Wolf will make the presentation to the player following the game. And also, stick around after the game for the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Digital Local Marketing. Ryan Baker and Dave Papura have the scores, highlights, and interviews with the coaches right up until 11 o'clock. Mason Washington now into the contest as a quarterback, and he hands it off to number 34, Jaden Ball, y'all. And that time, Jalen Ball got up to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. 6:05 and ticking left to go.
A whole bunch of new Stallions on the front line now, so got a couple starters still in there. They're starting to replace guys, and it's a good time for the young kids to get a chance to play here.
So now it is second down and 10, 5:48 left to go. I see some fresh jerseys we'll mention. You mentioned Dylan McKinney a little earlier. A.J. Sully is going wide to the bottom of the formation. Also joining him to that side is Matthew Mitchell as a wideout. Backs offset. Second down and 10. Ball's got it. Toss goes over his head. He retreats. He gets the ball. Reverses his field. Can he turn the corner? He fights, and he fought hard to lose about 6 or 7 on the play.
Well, he could have lost 8 or 10.
Yeah.
I mean, he reversed his field, went all the way back. When you're quarterback, and he held on to the ball too long, and that's why the ball went high, you need to throw, we used to call it dead fish. Just like you got a giant fish in your hands, just throw
a dead fish.
You don't want anything happening with that football. You don't want an end over end. You don't want it because you hold on to it too long and you throw it too high. So you just throw it like you had a big old fish in your hand. You're just throwing a dead fish.
4:55 and ticking. Third down and 15 for the Stallions from the 25-yard line.
They're not going to pass it.
Washington hands it off to the up man and will get it across the 25 up to the 27-yard line. And a short gain on the play. We'll set up a punting scenario now. for DeSales is on the carry that time for the Stallions. He's number 40. That's Anthony Kua. And I covered his dad, Jamie Kua, when he played for the Stallions back in the mid-'80s. I believe this is called a punt from DeSales, right? Something we haven't seen very often tonight.
It is.
You know, I'm on a mission here. I'll tell you about it in just a second. Anthony Cerrone ready to punt. Sending back inside his own 20-yard line. Rowe is back at the St. Charles 45. Pressure on, gets it away, high punt. It's going to hang up there and bounce across midfield and trickle inside the 40, down to around the 35.
Nothing.
And continue to roll and die at around the 34-yard line. I want to get that one cowbell up here and see what it sounds like up close and personal.
Uh-oh.
41 yards on a punt.
We need more cowbell.
That lady down there has got the big cowbell. Can you see if I can borrow that for a second? The lady in the red and white stripe. No, the one in front of her even. The really big cowbell. Yeah, the super large one. Yeah, I want to
see that thing.
Thank you. I'll give it back.
We're still talking cowbell.
Here we go. Thank you. Here we go. Are you ready? Look at this thing. Dinner.
Don't give up your day job. That's all I'm telling you right now.
My goodness. And it's got stripes on it, too. I'm sorry? I was just playing with it. I'll give it back, Mom. There you go. Thank you very much. Larry Wolf touched it, so it's worth something now.
That's the corrosion marks you see on the side of that.
Timeout going to be taken.
Be less. Oh, absolutely. We devalued that cowbell in a hurry.
Let's pause for 30 seconds. I'm so excited here. It's CCL Game of the Week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Jimmy Weirich has thrown another touchdown pass for Pick North. They've got a 28-7 lead over Reynoldsburg.
And here it's 31-0. Ryan in the waiting moments with 3:35 left to go, and St. Charles will keep the football on the ground, try to look for a little gap, and there is nothing there. We have a new quarterback in there for St. Charles, and that is number 12 who's running the show, Hank Kern, 6'4", 175, and a sophomore. And after one play, he checks out. And now in there at quarterback is Max Giuliani, 6'4", 200, and a sophomore. And he lost the handle. It bounces forward 5 yards, and the Stallions will corral the football. Coming up with the recovery is A.J. Salih with 3:01 left to go, and give it back to DeSales.
Well, I think we've made our decision. I think it's going to be Brian Asamoah for the Martin J. Mitchell player of the game. I mean, he's had a great game. He's rushed for over 125 yards and I think 10 carries maybe. A couple touchdowns. He's played great on defense. He's absolutely single-handedly stopped the dive option on the outside. So,
an honorable mention goes to Cole Silvestri for his performance as well, too. By the way, we're approaching the top of the hour. You're listening to WVSG. Columbus, St. Gabriel, Catholic Radio, AMA 20, home of the Cowbell. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Greg Sivaldi, Scott Rice, glad to have you aboard. Ball resting at the 42 now for the Stallions. Washington in a quarterback. Larry is going to depart for cooler climates. They'll hand it off. Ball gets it down to the 40-yard line. Trying to go right up the middle behind the center and picked up two on the play. It'll be second down and 8 from there. Among the faces in the offensive line now, I see Jackson Montoya for the sales up there. More new faces on the offense. Owen Faulkner is playing now. Faulkner is 5'10", 145, and he's a wide receiver. Michael Palacci's in there as a wide out as well, too, 5'8", 145, and a junior. And he will go to the bottom of the set. Two wide outs to that side. Backs offset. Ball still the deep man with 2 minutes left to go. He gets the toss sweep to the wide side or bottom of the formation and tries to turn the corner. And great job to pursue the football by Nick Teague, the 6 foot senior. And also Cameron O'Neill making the hit on the play. O'Neill helping to make the stop. O'Neill, a guy that plays defensive end and also tight end. So mark the ball right inside the 40-yard line at the 39. 1:38 left to go. 31-0 DeSales leads. And they'll have a third down and 8 now, as Washington gets the information on the new play from Matthew Mitchell. Mitchell 5'10", 145, and a senior wideout who checks in this contest. The up back again is Anthony Kua for ball on display. The backs from the traditional eye look this time. Ball's got it and got hit at the 39-yard line. Falls forward to the 38. So it'll be fourth down. We're down in about seven now with 1 minute left to go in this game. This could be a record for the longest AMA 20 scoreboard show we ever have. Under a minute left to go. Larry Wolf is already down on the field with 53 seconds left to go, and I assume it's a very quiet sideline there for the St. Charles Cardinals.
I'm staying as far away from their team bench as I can, not because they're angry or throwing things or anything like that, but they're getting beat 31-0, and they're not going to be happy about that. And it isn't for lack of effort. I mean, they played hard, and they played as well as they can play. They're just a little undermanned.
Luke Jewett also in there on the offensive line for DeSales. 28 seconds left to go. This will be the last snap of this contest. As Washington with the presence to look at the back judge, see the hand go up with five ticks in the eyes of the back judge. And ball will run it down inside the 33 to the 32 with 16.4 seconds left to go. And we have a stoppage of the clock for a second. And I'm not sure why the clock is stopped. There was a first down. I think St. Charles is going to change their entire defensive unit. They bring an additional 11 guys out on the field right now. That's kind of interesting.
They went ahead and substituted. I think we've got a change of possession here.
It was. The sticks were off by then. So it's now first down for St. Charles with 11 seconds left to go. I thought they were changing 11 guys. And a handoff, and a gain of two, and that'll do it for the last play of the game. Well, the point is moot. And DeSales cruises in this one, Larry. Final count of 31-0, a performance like DeSales wanted. Some things to work on. They can coach them up the next day, but still a solid performance, especially on offense by the Stallions.
Right, the game pretty much went the way we thought it might go. But DeSales, in a 31-0 game, have a lot of things to fix, and that's good because now they've got a victory. After two tough losses on the road, they've got a victory to go. And tomorrow morning, film session's not going to be as nice and as cozy as some people might think with a 31-0 victory, because you have to coach every single snap, every single play, and they'll find 1,000 mistakes, and they will coach them up, and they'll be better next week than we were tonight.
Well, Larry, we'll keep it here for a second because the handshakes are almost done. If you want to hunt down Brian Wiggins and Brian Asamoah, we'll give you a chance to do that right now as DeSales gets the victory and advances now to 4-2 on the campaign, and Larry is standing by with the head coach of the Stallions.
Well, Ryan, it was 31-0, but I know tomorrow morning in films there's going to be 1,000 things you're going to find that weren't very good tonight.
Yeah, no question. I thought we had some drive-busting penalties. You know, I think we had a touchdown, definitely had a touchdown called back, and, you know, in some key things early on. But defense played good. It's, you know, and I know they were a little shorthanded in some areas, but it's always difficult to defend the triple option. So I was happy that we were able to play our responsibilities, be option sound, and keep them off the scoreboard.
Well, you had 7 or 8 penalties, and you had a block kick, and those things are going to get fixed. I know they will. It drives coaches crazy. It just drives us all nuts. But you threw a zero up there, and your defense played very, very well. They ran to the ball and got there in a nasty mood.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, after going a couple of weeks and not being successful, and I mean on the scoreboard, it's good to win, no question. But like I told our kids, after a loss, you go back, you get to work, and it doesn't change what you do going forward. So you have to mean that when you win and when you lose. So we have plenty to work on, no question.
Well, tonight we're going to present you, since Brian has already gone back to the team huddle, with the Martin J. Mitchell player of the game. It goes to Brian Asamoah. He had over 125 yards, and he played outstanding defense. He was able to not only make the quarterback pitch the ball, but he ran the ball down. He is a special talent on defense.
He really is. And, you know, that athleticism and that length, I mean, there's a reason that he's got some chances at the next level, because that's, you know, that's what those people have, those God-gifted tools. And you're right. I mean, his athleticism and his length allowed him to really slow play the quarterback and still be effective on the pitch. And that's certainly not the way you draw it up when you're trying to run the option. You're trying to, you know, take that one guy who's got to take one or the other. He was able to take both, so he played a great game.
Well, congratulations to the Stallions, 31-0 tonight, and move on to game 7 next week.
Thanks, guys.
Brian Wiggins and Larry Wolf down on the field, and what a performance by DeSales as they march to 4-2 on the campaign. More of the postgame show just around the corner, and followed by the AMA 20 scoreboard show with Ryan Baker and Dave Papura. But first, we'll step aside and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus.
Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24-7 at BobBoyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Hello, everyone. Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick-cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Did you know that 2 years ago in the United States, auto dealers leased more cars that year than in any other year? Now these lease returns are coming back, and because there are so many vehicles available, prices are low. Check out our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and view around 400 vehicles well below normal retail value. Interest rates and prices are at all-time lows, so it is a great time to buy a car at MiracleMotorMart.com.
And welcome back to Walt Plank Field. It's over. DeSales got by St. Charles 31-0 in this contest. Time now to look at the unofficial stats from Scott Rex in this game, although when Scott does them, I consider them official. 408 yards total offense for DeSales. St. Charles was 64 all on the ground. And rushing yards, 309 for DeSales, passing 99. So no passing yards for DeSales in the second half at all. First down, 17-4. Penalties, 8 for 70 yards for DeSales. Good news for St. Charles, no penalties. And one turnover in this contest, and that was committed by St. Charles in this game. Final individual stats when you look at it. Asamoah, 13 carries, 125 yards, 2 touchdowns. Sylvester, who was 4 of 9 passing for 99 yards and a touchdown. He was 4 of 6 at one time. 4 carries for 71 yards as well, 2 and a touchdown. Velasquez, 12 carries, 83 yards, and 1 catch for 40 yards and a touchdown. And Bryant had 12 carries for 35 yards for St. Charles in this game. Larry, it was an outstanding contest for DeSales, but as you mentioned too, and Ryan alluded to as well and confirmed what you said, a lot to improve because this team could have scored 50 or 60 if all things were clicking.
Well, it just seemed like they were a little distracted at the beginning. They made uncharacteristic mistakes. We've watched DeSales for a number of years now, and they're usually just a ground and pound. They don't make mistakes. They just beat you up, and it's physical, and they did all that. But they made too many mistakes. And I know Ryan is happy with 31-0, but he's going to be really happy tomorrow morning on film because he's going to have some teachable moments.
We'll take a break. When we come back, final comments and thoughts about this game and the search for a cowbell continues right here on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Find the
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24-7 at BobBoyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school team. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at salazzomarble.com.
Welcome back one final time to Walt Plank Field. DeSales gets by St. Charles 31-0. This one, Randy Reinhart alongside Larry Wolf. We talked about Ryan Wiggins, what he thinks about his team and what he'll tell his squad. If you're Bob Jacoby, what do you tell your Cardinals?
Well, they came in tonight saying they made improvement every week. And tonight, you look at this, they're playing a superior team. So the improvement may not be as obvious, but they obviously got some kids to play tonight that hadn't played in the past, the quarterback, some different things. I think when you're Bob, you go in and tell your kids, look, we can't let one loss become two or three or four. We've got four games left. We have to win the next one or the next. You know what I mean? You can't sure. just you can't let one loss be two losses or three losses. It's one loss. You only lost one tonight. Get started tomorrow morning on next week.
Next week, speaking of that, you and I, Hartley and Reedy from DeSales, both teams could be 5-1 at that juncture. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that Hartley is a superior team physically. Right. I mean, they are a dominant football team, and Reedy will be pretty much the underdog, and they will fight like crazy. But in the end, the superior power of Hartley will probably win out. Having said that, it is a rivalry game, and I've been on both sides of that rivalry, and I'm telling you, none will be given and none will be taken. It'll just be a war like. Oh, it's wonderful. East side, west side. For 2 hours, they won't like each other, and the rest of the year, they like each other a lot.
Sir, it's been a pleasure. May I talk to you again next week?
I hope.
All right. Thank
Creek
you very
don't
much.
Ride.
Will you bring a cowbell?
No, but I might be bringing another dessert.
Oh, I'd like you then. That would be great. Thank you for the eclairs tonight. Mm-hmm. And we are catered by Wolf Enterprises every week, by the way. Final here, 31-0 to sales over St. Charles. Coming up, Ryan and Dave on the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show. An extended version all the way up to 11 o'clock. If you miss a score or a highlight or a coach's interview, it's probably because you fell asleep, because we'll have plenty of time to review everything that's happened here in week number 6. Again, the final score one more time to sales. 31, St. Charles, nothing. This has been the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Good night, and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week was brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight has been Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Join us next week for another CCL battle as Reedy takes on Hartley. The coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the area scores with the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show next.